Cooperation Humboldt is an organization that is striving to build a solidarity economy on California's North Coast. They believe that a solidarity economy empowers the community to meet their needs in harmony with nature without exploiting anyone. Basically, people and planet over profit. Cooperation Humboldt is gearing up to plant community fruit trees throughout the county in the next few months. They will plant a fruit tree at your home, business, school, or place of worship at no charge, with the understanding that the tree will be used for the benefit of the whole neighborhood, and not just for your own personal use. A member with the group shares more.
My name's Rebecca Stauffer, and I am a member of Cooperation Humboldt, which is a relatively new 501c3 in Humboldt County. And it's an organization that is helping to build a solidarity economy on the California North Coast. And what we mean by that is it's an economy that empowers us to meet our needs in harmony with nature without exploiting anyone or nature, prioritizing collaboration over competition and cooperation over domination. And then in terms of this particular project, we believe that nutritious food is a fundamental human right and should be guaranteed to everyone, regardless of wealth or income.
The project began last year and has been widely enjoyed throughout the community.
The point being that the tree will be in a publicly accessible spot. So if somebody was walking down the street and your apple tree is fully fruiting, they could take some of those apples and enjoy them. And what we will do after the trees begin fruiting in 3 or 4 years down the road, we'll put up a little sign saying to people, the fruit from this tree is available for anyone who wants it, needs it. And in that way, we are building our local nutritious food availability. And at the same time, we're moving towards this sharing, cooperative kind of culture by putting those little signs up. And we think that people, in fact, the people I've run into who I've talked about this, appreciate this sharing idea. And in fact, say, gee, I remember when I was a kid, it was pretty well known that if there was fruit on a tree, you could help yourself. And that's what we'd like to be going back to.
Cooperation Humboldt has even created an interactive map on their website so you can look up locations where you can find free fruit.
That is true. It is a map with a little pointer on it to all of the places that the trees are planted. We're really excited about, we're having more schools interested this year. There are schools with school gardens, and they're interested in adding fruit trees. And the ones that already have fruit trees have noted that the kids really enjoy eating the fruit, picking the fruit, watching it grow, and eating it. And we're excited about that.
If you are interested in participating in the free fruit tree program, you can get in touch with Cooperation Humboldt on their website.
You just have to type in Cooperation Humboldt, and it will take you directly to the main website. And right at the top of the homepage, when you enter, is a big sign saying free fruit trees. And you just click on there. It takes you to a page with more information and a link to fill out this form to get started. And that is the easiest way to do it because that instantly populates the spreadsheet. And then I'll be emailing you. I'll be in touch to make a site visit. And at the site visit, we together will work out the best place to put a tree, the size of the tree, and the type. We're mostly focused on apples, plums, some pears, and maybe Asian pears and frost peaches. So we're really going to be focused on trees that do well in our area. At this point, we're hoping to double the number of trees we planted last year. And because there's not a lot of us doing this work, we'll be focused, you know, from about Fortuna to Trinidad. And we've got about half of the trees spoken for already. So we're still looking for more places.
The group might even be willing to travel to Southern Humboldt.
You know, if we had a number of them, say, in one day, we might be able to do that. It's a little further out of our reach at this point. But, you know, I'm not going to say a big no, because if there was a lot of enthusiasm for it and it met our goals, I think we might work something out.
After the site visit and planting, the property owner will be responsible for the tree's care.
That tree will need to be watered and pruned. Watered for a few years before it can be left on its own, and pruned annually. And I'll just also note that we also do free pruning workshops and free fruit tree grafting workshops. And those are both available also on the Cooperation Humboldt website for people to sign up for. So the whole idea is to not only provide a free tree, but information, enthusiasm, and education to caring for the tree, and ultimately even supporting pollinators in yards and things like that. And we think that gardening and planting for harvesting food is a really infectious thing to do, and we hope that for some people this planting a fruit tree is just the gateway to their own personal interests.
You can learn about their free fruit tree project by visiting their website, cooperationhumboldt.com, or you can find a link on the KMA News Facebook page. In addition, the group is hosting a free fruit tree pruning workshop on Saturday, January 25th at 2 p.m., taking place at the Purple Palace, located at 1402 M Street in Eureka.